Hey everyone, it's the Looney Dad podcast coming back at you. The Looney Dad here. Guys, I know it's been some time since my last episode, but I've had to take a break. And today's episode is about why I took a break. Not for the reason because I took a break, but the topic is revolves around the reason why I did take a break. And as you know, this podcast theme is around being a dad and what it means to be a dad, the struggles you go to being a dad. No one tells you how to be the best dad you can. All you can do is learn from examples. But truly, it boils down to who you are as a person and what you take away from others and how you apply that to being a dad. However, though, you're not going to be perfect at it. And my message today is this. My message is about staying true to you, but becoming greater. That doesn't mean we have to change who we are. Oftentimes, we end up comparing ourselves to others, other dads, other people, comparing ourselves to social media. But at the same time, we often get blinded by that, get fogged out by the fact that we don't pay attention to who we are, and who we are what makes us unique. That we don't have to change who we are to become a great dad. That doesn't mean that we don't progress and improve the person we are. For example, if you're a goofy dad like me, I'm a goofy dad. Some might say borderline immature. You know what? I would say thank you. Because people don't know how old I am because of just my sense of humor. It makes me feel younger. And some may say, well, you're immature, so you need to grow up. But what does that mean? You know, I put out a daily positive message today. And it was simply this, is that don't try to change who you are or who you're meant to be, but strengthen and empower who you want to be. Who you are today is fine. You don't need to do that. What we do need to change is our actions. Because our actions can weaken ourselves, our image, our standards. And our actions can, in the end, can define us. But however, though, we can choose for them not to define us. Because if we choose not to continue those poor actions, those poor choices, continue to make better choices, then we realize that we are not defined by those actions. It's just like failure. You know, that's often a topic that's talked about these days, especially with success. Failure isn't quitting. But, however, failure can be quitting if you quit. And that if you give up and don't continue on, then you let the failure become you as a quitter. However, if you continue on, acknowledging that you failed, that you're not perfect, then you realize that you're still succeeding because you're moving forward. Failure is part of the process. But going back to who we are as a person, if you're immature or you're really serious, that's who defines you. No, you're not Bill next door. You're not Bob down the street. You're who you are. You know, I'm Shane. I'm Shane Arcadia. That's who I am. My kids are Camden and Aiden. I'm serious at times, but I can be very, very goofy when I need to be. Because I understand my uniqueness. And uniqueness is what helps you find your greatness. I'm not Bobby or Greg down the street. That's them. That's who they are. You don't become who another person is. And, you know, people often say, who do you want to try to be? Well, I want to try to be the next version of myself or the future me. Not my dad, not any teachers, not any famous people out there, even though they may set a great example for me, and I love my dad to death, but that doesn't mean I'm trying to be like him. That doesn't mean I'm trying to be exactly like my dad. Because I can guarantee you, like myself, my dad wants me to do better than him. Just like I want my kids to do better than me. You have to understand that your purpose is in life is your purpose and not someone else's. And someone else's purpose is not your purpose in life. And if you do not stop and appreciate who you are and let stop who you are and let others get in your way, you're never going to see who you truly are and appreciate who you truly are. So if you're listening to this and you're a dad and you seem lost, you need to stop and see what's going on in your life. What choices are you making? Are they in tune with who you are? Or are they in line with who somebody else is? I know we want to be Father of the Year, but we can be Father of the Year as ourselves. Halloween is the only time of the year that we get to pretend to be somebody else, not any other days of the year. Take action. Take pride in who you are. Tell yourself, look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, this is me. This is who I am. I'm not going to change for anyone. I don't have to have the same job as that person. I don't have to make the same as that person. Because guess what? Let's go back to fatherhood. Fatherhood, the purpose of being a father is leading our kids by example. Taking care of our kids. And, you know, if you've adopted kids or, you know, you've had your own kids. We'll start off with if you've had your own kids. Those kids are inherently you. They have your traits. They have your genes. So they're going to learn from you. They're not going to learn from some other dad. They're going to learn from you. Now, if you have values for yourself and you want them to live a certain way, chances are those values you hold within yourself. And you can say, well, what about kids who I adopt? Okay, it takes more time. And bless your heart for taking in kids that are not yours. Initially, become yours, but just like our kids who are biologically yours, it takes time because even if they're biologically yours, they're not going to be they're not going to grow up immediately. It takes time, just like those kids you adopt. It takes time, but you need to, okay? And I'm serious. And listen to me. You need to identify where you're at. Is where you're working, where the activities you have, the choices you make, is what you're doing align with who you want to be? Or is it align with who someone else is? If you're not happy with where you're working, it is going to carry through with, it's going to carry through in your other life. You're going to be unhappy through your life. And that's going to teach your kids that then they need to have a miserable life as well too. If you are in tune and you listen to your heart and you say to yourself, you know what, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel like I need to be where I'm supposed to be. Then don't be there. Now, I'm not saying go ahead and quit your job right now. That's on you. I know a lot of people out there say, hey, you should quit your job right now and pursue your dreams. That's fine and dandy, but you better be prepared to have a backup plan to pay your bills. However, that doesn't mean you can't be working towards that goal. Just like yourself, that doesn't mean you can't be working towards you are. If you are lost or have gone too far from who you are and you're starting to be somebody else, what's that syndrome that people have? Personation, okay? Where you are identifying as somebody else that you're not. You need to stop and reevaluate where you're at. Guys, let me reiterate this. The main point of this whole podcast episode is, okay, embrace yourself. Stop thinking you're not good enough or you're not capable. Sure, you've made mistakes. You've either got fired, or you quit your job, or you failed your business, or you may even gotten divorced. I'm telling you this because I felt that way too before. I've been divorced. I lost my business. I lost my house. I had to move back in with my parents at the age of 30. Is that going to define who I am? No. Because I picked myself back up and moved forward. I will say this. If there's anything you can take away from this podcast, understand where you're at is not the end all be all. Understand that where you're at is just another chapter, another path in the road that you're walking on. You haven't hit the last chapter of your life. You for sure haven't hit the first chapter of your life, but you haven't hit the last chapter of your life. You ever read a book and it stops in the middle of the story and ends? It does not. It keeps going. This could be the climax in your life that, hey, this is the hardest point that you faced. And people, the readers, yourself, you're going to want to see how it plays through. Trust me, I spent so much time trying to be somebody who I'm not. And I'm not happy with it because I did not make the right choices. And I try to find substitute for based off of convenience and what I thought would be easier. But it's not. I'm going to tell you this right now. And I'm going to go based off of my own life. Because a lot of times I don't like to give advice unless it's happened to me. Let me give you a scenario. Okay? I'm in a job right now where I'm not the happiest. And inside I know it does not feel like where I belong. It does not feel like I'm where I'm meant to be. And I chose this path because I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to settle. I'm going to substitute for right now. But it's been eating at me. It's been breaking me down because it doesn't align with who I am. Sure, I find traits in there that of who I am and how I can bring those traits of myself out for others. Like I like inspiring others. So I look for those around me who I can inspire and uplift and lead and help. But deep down inside, I have a bigger vision to help others. And so I've made it a point, which is kind of what brought me to making this episode today. I want to uphold my vision, who I'm meant to be, and who I want to be. I want to strengthen and empower that because I have visions of inspiring the world. It may be to the day that I die that my message gets out to the world or that I'm able to inspire people. But I'm not going to stop trying. I'm going to keep doing. And I'm hoping that you feel inspired by this podcast episode. I hope that you feel inspired to realize like you can stop and take a look and realize that you are worth it. You are valuable as the dad, the father, the man you are. You may not be exactly where you want to be, and that's fine. We're never going to be where we want to be. We're going to always want to continue to grow. But don't compare your value to others' value. Okay? Make it a goal to take a deep breath, look in the mirror and say, am I where I want to be? Am I who I want to be? Or am I who I'm meant to be? And if you can honestly answer yes, then maybe this podcast episode wasn't for you. I have a sense that you are not where you want to be. Or you're not aligned with who you're meant to be. Okay? And as always, guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. If you love this podcast episode, please be sure to share it. Write a review on it. Let me know your thoughts on how I can improve and make better future episodes or topics you want me to talk about. If you happen to share this, please tag me on Instagram and Facebook. I appreciate you all so, so much. And, you know, my goal is to try to come out with more podcast episodes for you. Until then, be true to you. And that's all you can do. Have a great day, guys.